With gun control and women's equality already emerging as buzzwords in talk about the 2016 presidential campaign, Governor Cuomo appears to be positioning himself in a political sweet spot, fiercely tackling these issues in the verbiage of his State of the State address, excerpts of which appeared on national network TV evening news programs. Some observers saw Cuomo make a left turn with Wednesday's speech, appeasing those who have criticized his closeness with some Republican lawmakers. His proposed Women's Equality Act is seen as a way to chip in to possible presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's political base. Zenaida Mendez is the president of the National Organization for Women New York State Chapter.
We would love to have a woman running, but this is definitely a decision in the right direction for the governor.
Cuomo is also getting recognition for his leadership after Hurricane Sandy hit New York City. The governor has previously kept a low profile whenever the press turned to speculating about a run for the White House, but a slip of the tongue during the State of the State may have been a veiled giveaway. WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok.
Andrew Cuomo, I don't care what anybody says, has got 1600 Pennsylvania imprinted on his brain. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I should say. Imprinted on his brain. At one point, he even made a little slip of the tongue. You know, he meant to say state. Instead, he said nation. And he smiled. Yeah, he did. And there was this clue.
New York City Republican State Senator Marty Golden agrees.
Well, I didn't know I was listening to the governor. I thought I was listening to a candidate for a president of the United States. First in the nation for this, first in the nation for that. You know, he even slipped in his speech and saying that one of the economic development areas, and we'll have these across the nation. And he came back, oh, no, across the state. So you can see it, his own ambition that is one of his goals, which is nothing wrong with that. I think he should have ambition.
Back in November, before the presidential election, Time magazine put the governor on its short list of potential 2016 presidential candidates, calling him the rough-hewn son of a Democratic icon. Capital District Democratic State Senator Neil Breslin has no doubt that Cuomo may toss his hat in the ring.
I would not be at all surprised, but that's a good thing, because we've gotten two on-time budgets. We passed a lot of very positive legislation. He's made the legislature into an organization that's now functional, when maybe 2 years ago it was described as something else. So this year, I think he's doubled the agenda. I think it's a very progressive, positive agenda.
Republican Assemblyman Pete Lopez, who represents Schoharie County and portions of Shenango, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Otsego, and Ulster counties, weighs in.
To the extent that people second-guess his agenda or his motivation, really, he's providing results. And really, that's what matters for all of us in my district, the seven counties I represent. And for the people of New York, he's providing results.
Some who follow politics expect those results to play a significant role if Cuomo wants to build a pathway to D.C. The governor's next opportunity to shine publicly comes January 22nd, when he presents his budget, detailing, in the words of Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, how he's going to pay for the things he's promised to do. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.